This is Mike Shreve, an author with charisma and an evangelist, and I am so excited about this new offering from Charisma. To be able to download an audio version of the magazine and ebooks and podcasts is going to be such a blessing. I personally live a very busy life, and it's hard for me to sit down and read a magazine, but I've got hours on the road and traveling, and that will be definitely something I'm going to tap into. I encourage everyone to get this subscription, and I'm personally going to look forward to the content myself. To subscribe, just go to charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The Super Bowl will feature plenty of ads this year, but notably, at least one ad that was submitted will not be aired. The ad promoted a pro-life agenda, and now controversy surrounds its lack of airtime. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
Faces of Choice, an advocacy group dedicated to telling the stories of abortion survivors, created an ad to air during Super Bowl 54 on Sunday, February 2nd. The ad features the faces and stories of abortion survivors and is reportedly a shorter version of a video played during the 2020 March for Life. However, Fox did not accept the commercial to run during the Super Bowl. A Fox spokesperson told the Washington Times that the commercial was denied not due to its agenda or content, but because ad space had already sold out. The spokesperson said, "Super Bowl 54 sold out at a record pace this year, and unfortunately we were unable to accommodate Faces of Choice and other advertisers." But Lyric Gillette, founder of Faces of Choice, said Fox mishandled their bid for ad space due to legal concerns, which ultimately led to all the spots selling out before they could have a chance to purchase ad time. Lyric said in a statement, "Every great human rights movement in history has been anchored in the stories and the faces of its victims. That's what we aim to do. We simply want to tell their forgotten stories, and there's no larger megaphone than the Super Bowl." Although you can't see the ad during the game, you can see it online now. Visit charismanews.com to find out more about the story and watch the video. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.